Volunteer Park is about to stink. The conservatory there got a new resident last month, a so-called corpse flower. This fragrant flower is on loan from the University of Washington Biology Department, where Terry Huang is a greenhouse attendant.
A corpse flower is a relative of a calla lily, and it's the world's largest inflorescence, unbranched inflorescence. So that means it's a giant flowering stem. So it's not one flower, but there's lots of little flowers at the base of it tucked inside that little collar. But it's one of the biggest flowers in the world, so to speak.
And let's get right at what this thing smells like, shall we?
Yes. Well, they've analyzed the compounds, and it smells like old, moldy gym socks mixed in with rotten onions and cabbage, and you have a bit of fecal matter and rotten fish. So imagine that all slurried together, and you have this wonderful concoction of putridness.
Well said.
Thank you.
I love, by the way, that putrid bloom is related to the calla lily.
Yes, right?
In your list, I didn't hear the word corpse in there.
So I think people say corpse because it just smells like death and rot. And so that's where it comes from. And actually, the local name in Indonesia, the local people call it, it literally translates to corpse flower. And so that's where that name comes from.
Mm-hmm. So a little rotted flesh in there, too,
oh, yeah.
For you. You're welcome. The corpse flower has a story to it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story?
So the story is that it's actually incredibly rare, and it comes from the western rainforests of Sumatra. They usually grow on hillsides, so they have good drainage. So part of the reason why it's hard to grow is that you don't want it to rot. So there's this kind of moment where you have to get enough water, but not too much, to get it to grow. So it's incredibly rare. They bloom whenever they get enough energy because the flowers are so big. They can grow up to 10 feet or more in the wild. They have reports of bigger ones.
10
but,
feet.
Amazing, right? Yeah. So bigger than a human.
Yeah.
And so to power that flower or to create that flower, they need a lot of energy. So during their off season, they produce a single leaf, and the leaf looks like a palm tree. And the leaf can be about 12 feet tall and 12 feet wide just to photosynthesize. And it's storing all this energy underground in this giant potato-like tuber, and it can weigh up to about 150 pounds or a bit more. And when it's ready, has enough energy, it produces the giant flower. And to make things a bit more complicated for the plant, it also burns its carbohydrates, so it produces heat. If you get a chance to ever see one in the wild, if you get close to it on the first night, it kind of feels like a human body because it's warm. And that's to get the volatile oils off of it, that horrible scent, so it can float off into the very still jungle air to attract all the pollinators.
Why does the corpse flower smell so much and badly?
As plants, you're kind of rooted in one place. You can't pick up to get food or drink water or to find a mate. And for most plants, to find a mate, you have to attract your pollinators. And so this plant has evolved to attract sweat bees, flies, and carrion beetles. And they're not entirely sure which one of the three, but they're assuming there's a mixture, mostly the carrion beetles, that come and pollinate the flower. And so the plant has this amazing ability to make itself smell like it's a carcass. And so these pollinators come thinking there's food, but while they're down there, they accidentally pollinate the flower, and then the flower can get pollinated, and then they leave knowing that there's no food later. And so that's how that plant takes care of the problem of finding a mate if you can't get up. You just have to send out the right signal and convince everybody to come.
Convince everybody.
Yep.
This plant is so relatable. It's as big as a person. It doesn't always smell great. And you make it sound like it's got a personality, you know? It's trying to convince the world of what it needs.
Oh, it definitely has a personality. A part of its mystique is you never know when it's ready to bloom. And so we did not anticipate having one really blooming so soon. We were hoping, actually. We're hoping before the greenhouse was demolished to make way for a new one, it would bloom. But now that we've moved the collection, of course it decided to bloom. And they just take so much energy to bloom. So that's part of the reason why you're not sure. And when it's actually producing the flower, so it's up at the conservatory right now, and it's growing about an inch a day, the flower itself. And we're still not entirely sure when the exact day is when it blooms, because it just, I guess, the plant has a sense of when it's ready, and then it will open that night.
And when it opens, that's when it stinks?
Yeah. So opening night is the worst smell you could probably imagine. But then the next day, if you come in the next day and you visit it, it won't be as bad. But the first night is the most pungent.
You've personally smelled one?
Not on the first night. I have on the second day. I'm hoping I'll still be here. Actually, I'm leaving in a week to go to grad school. But I'm hoping it'll bloom in time so I can smell on the first night, because it's something on my list that I've been wanting to smell, if you can believe it or not.
It's on your bucket list. You're hoping you're still going to be there when the flesh first rots.
Yes.
When the fecal cheese first wafts, you want to be there.
Yes, I do.
How much notice do you get?
So probably the day of, the conservatory will make a tweet, and hopefully whoever sees that will be able to go down and see it. It's incredible that you can wait up to 10 years for this thing to bloom, and the flower lasts just 2 days, 2 to 3 days, and then it collapses, and that's it. And you wait again for another however long until it's ready to bloom again.
So there might be tweets. And if you're downwind, you'll know.
Yes, definitely.
Will people flock to this plant when it blooms in Volunteer Park?
I think, quite a few people. It seems like, especially when we had one bloom in 2011, and we had a line that went out the greenhouse, out the door, and kind of around the block. And it was amazing. Everyone just wanted to see this and smell it. And it does take a particular person, I think, to want to go and see a plant that smells like a corpse.
What kind of person is that?
Person like me, I think.
And that is?
Someone who has curiosity of the natural world and just wanting to know and seeing this amazing thing that doesn't happen very often. And we're so far away from Sumatra. When are you ever going to get a chance to smell a corpse flower?
You got that chance now. And telling you about it there was Terry Huang, greenhouse attendant for the University of Washington Biology Greenhouse. So look for news about when the corpse flower will bloom on the Volunteer Park Conservatory's website. We'll tweet out a link to that right now, at KUOW. They're also going to announce the blooming on Twitter, so you can follow them at VP Conservatory.